Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about should you use plugins that haven't been updated recently. So recently we did a couple of episodes on plugins, and it just kind of, we talked about, the repository, and a lot of times you go in there and you see a plugin and it hasn't been updated for 2 years, and people are like, especially new people, maybe not experienced WordPressers, but new people who are starting out building websites, they get scared of that, and they see that this hasn't been updated in 2 years, and they don't realize that, it may have not need to be updated. So we kind of wanted to touch on that today.
Yeah, definitely. And I think in general, that warning that comes up in the WordPress repository is a good thing, because a lot of times it can mean that the plugin has been abandoned, and therefore, they don't know if it works. They don't know if it's 100%, secure and has any vulnerabilities, that sort of thing. So I think it's good that they have that there. However, once you know kind of, why it's there and how to figure out if it's still okay to use, then, it's not. I guess another way to put it is it's meant to be a warning. So take it as a warning, not as a don't ever use this plugin. And so a couple things that you can look out for is, first of all, how complex is the plugin? The example, actually, what prompted this episode was we were talking yesterday about a plugin, a free plugin that I use. It's called Post Duplicator, something like that, where it clones WordPress posts and pages and custom post types. Well, that functionality is pretty standard, or I guess I should say it builds on top of core functionality that isn't changing. And so it doesn't really need to be updated a lot. And so if all of a sudden that warning came up, it wouldn't deter me from using the plugin, because I know that, hey, that's not, doing, really interactive stuff. It's purely in the back end on the post edit screen, doesn't change very often. It's okay that I'm using this, even though it hasn't been updated in quite some time.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the gist of it. This isn't a long and topic that we need to expound on. I think Tim kind of covered it well. I issued, don't be afraid. If you have some questions about whether or not, and you're not a developer and you have questions of whether or not the functionality of this plugin warrants not being updated, ask around. Join the WordPress Slack group. Join the Advanced WordPress Facebook group, or the intermediate or the beginner. Probably not the beginner. I would probably go more intermediate or advanced, and just ask the questions and say, hey, what does this plugin's functionality do? It hasn't been updated in 2 years. Is it safe to use? It's got all 5-star reviews. So, if you don't have that experience, don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah. Another example, limit login attempts. I started using that quite a few years ago, which will prevent brute force attacks, because after you can set the number of login attempts before it will block an IP address. And, not a lot to the plugin. Very simple, but very powerful in terms of helping you keep your site secure. Now, all the security plugins, iTheme Security, WordFence, have this built in, but if you only want that, it's a great little plugin. Well, I remember 5 years ago when I started using it, however long ago it was, that warning was coming up. But I heard from someone that I was respected in the WordPress space, a developer, said, it's okay to use. It doesn't need to be updated. That's why, it's showing that warning. And so I've been using it. And I don't know, they might have went and made some updates that way, that warning went away. But just because you see that, it's not the end of the world.
Tomorrow we've got another great topic on WP the Podcast. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.